During a committee hearing in the state's Homeland Security, power companies sought to assure concerned lawmakers there are safeguards in place to prevent terrorism. A recent report on CNN described how researchers were able to stage a cyber attack that caused a generator to self-destruct at the U.S. Department of Energy lab in Idaho. That's the same lab where American Transmission Company has its system policies reviewed. ATC Vice President Mark Williamson.
We just had a checkup recently. We passed with flying colors. We meet or exceed all of the emerging federal standards, and we've been active in helping develop those standards. So we go through periodic not only self-checks, but also outside checks of the very people that are good at hacking to be sure that we're up to snuff in terms of what the requirements are.
In addition to questions about security, lawmakers inquired about the possibility Wisconsin might someday produce all its own power. A Public Service Commission official says right now that's unlikely. The state currently imports between 10% and 15% of its energy needs from other states, where it can sometimes be produced cheaper. Wind energy from Iowa is one example. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.